Test one, two.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Good Pod Cassette number 3. I'm Quinn Miller.
I'm DJ.
And I'm Cassidy Peets, filling in for Jaron Johnson because he is CA.
He is CA.
Anyways, first topic today, food at grad parties. Grad parties are just coming up, and we want to hear some insight on a couple of seniors, me and Cassidy.
And the food tester,
and Quinn Miller. And the food test designated food tester, Quinn Miller, to see what is the best food to have and what shouldn't you have. Quinn, we're going to start off with you. What food do you look forward to seeing at a grad party?
What I personally go for the desserts immediately, because where else would you start? Yeah. I prefer any bars, cookies, anything sweet. But really, if you have multiple different bars, you can just live off the bars at the grad party.
You don't even need
the food. You just need dessert table and you're good. Cake. You always have to have cake.
So what kind?
I think you have to go marble cake.
Sheet cake.
Sheet cake, yeah.
Oh, Cassidy disagrees.
Well, you gotta get something that can sit out in the sun, you know. It's not gonna get bad, so.
Yeah, like a tub of ice cream.
Yeah.
Don't have that tub of ice cream.
Don't have a DQ ice cream cake.
Yeah, those are gross anyways. But
yeah, so you have to go sheet cake then. That's what I was saying.
What kind of cake doesn't melt?
You have to go for a sheet cake, I think. I agree with you there, but just not one that's going to be, like, melty or deformed.
Yeah, deformed sheet cake.
Deformed sheet cake? Do you go with the sheet cake with a picture of yourself on
it? No,
that's
what you're
doing. Or just congratulations?
Oh, I totally disagree. I'm totally getting a picture of myself on it.
Well, then you can always say you're eating my head or something like that when it comes to your guests.
Bring some humor.
All right. Cassie, what kind of food are you going to have at your grad party?
I'm going to have a taco bar.
Wow.
Oh, a real original.
Way to deviate.
Yep. Different than everyone else in the past 5 years.
Yeah,
but I am going to have, like, different types of, like, meat. Like, I think my dad's going to do, like, barbecued, like, pork or something and then, like, chicken, and then, I don't know, ground beef, probably, but, yeah.
Interesting. No Alaskan cod or anything?
No, no fish tacos.
No Russian.
Nothing like that? No.
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
No Vladimir special?
No.
Just checking. Okay.
DJ, what are you going to have at yours?
I don't know. My mom had a bunch of interesting ideas. She went on Pinterest, obviously.
Obviously. Where else would you get original ideas?
Original ideas, besides Pinterest. That's how our family runs. But I don't know. She came up with, like, a bunch of ideas for, like, different stuff. She's like, we don't even have to have, like, real food. We can have, like, sides and stuff.
So no main course?
It was an idea.
There's always the classic just pulled pork sandwich that you have at multiple.
Yeah, that's a little bit too classic, though.
Yeah.
That's
she was thinking, you know, like, you know iCarly?
Yeah.
You know that guy, what's his name, who, like, runs the smoothie place?
And
he's
got
the big donuts on a stick?
Yes,
oh, no,
I know.
And he has bagels.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, bagels, right? Or are they donuts?
Yeah, they're bagels.
Or does
bagels.
He also have donuts?
I think he might have both.
Anyways.
Pretty sure they're bagels.
Or they're just sweet
bagels.
He
was the funniest guy on the show. But, and he, yeah, so we were just gonna, one of the ideas was, like, get a bunch of donuts.
And just have donuts.
And just have donuts and then whatever anyone else wanted to bring.
So would you include smoothies or no?
I might have to make some smoothies.
Drinks, you always have, you know, the pop
and your lemonade,
coffee.
And your water. There will be plenty of coffee via my father.
But speaking of food, we have...
On to our next... This is a breaking news story.
We have the lunch tray bandits of Aiken High School.
Yes.
And we have brought Cassidy Peets, especially, who is...
She feels very strongly on this
topic.
Didn't
she say she was deeply informed on
this? She was deeply informed. But we're going to let her speak for herself. We also have special on the show, never been heard before, an anonymous source
from
the group so-called the Lunch Tray Bandits.
You may introduce yourself now.
Hello, I am the Lunch Tray Bandit anonymous source, and I am here to answer questions.
We have modified his voice so that to protect his identity. Now, Cassidy, if you ever get done laughing, you are going to explain your part of the story, and go!
And the bandit must feel free to enter at any time.
Alright, so I only heard about this about 2 days ago, and I heard from someone in the group, so that's why I say I'm deeply informed. And so basically what happened is there was this group of about 7 people involved in the bandit crew, and they decided that they didn't want to bring their lunch trays back every day because, you know, they had like a shorter period. They didn't want to take the time to walk back. So they designated
risk being late to class. So
of course,
that
yeah.
There is that.
So they designated a specific locker to put their dirty used lunch trays in. They started doing this at the beginning of the year, but once the pile got so high, they decided that it was a little sus and that they start bringing them back. So they brought all them back and started over.
They did not bring them back all at one time, though.
No, that would
have been far too obvious.
No, they brought them back about 2 at a time. Wouldn't you say that's right?
2 a day, yeah.
So they brought them back and started over from the top. And so, you know, they were collecting all these trays in there. They tried to do it when it wasn't really, like, a messy lunch. It was something that was in, like, a boat. So for the most part, it really wasn't too disgusting, but it still smelled. And from word on the street, there was a tub of mayo in there as well.
There was a tub of mayo, but that was not me. That I don't know who put that there.
That was not a part of the original bandit crew.
No, they were not the mayo locker stuffing bandits.
No. So, they heard about this, or they started doing this, like, trend of putting the trays in the locker, and then, you know, they decided, oh, maybe this is getting a little, like, high again. So they got, like, 2 weeks left in the year, right, and they're getting ready to start taking them back. Well, one day, there was someone who noticed the smell, who was part of the administration, and he took someone down there and opened the locker and realized all these lunch trays were in there. So, this is the juiciest part of the story.
Ooh.
They wrongly accuse this person of doing the deed.
The administration wrongly accused the person.
And they have forced this person to wash all of the trays themselves, and to wipe down all the tables.
A slap in the face of American government.
Yeah.
Innocent till proven guilty? I think not.
So, then, a few days later, they decided, after this person had said it wasn't them a million times over, they decided to look back at the cameras, putting the school's money to use.
Yeah, to good use. Yeah.
Yes. So they looked back for these lunch tray bandits, and they finally figured out who it was. So, this group was forced to go down to the lunch ladies and talk to them, which they received their punishment, which in my opinion was not as much as they should have gotten.
What was the punishment?
The punishment was that every day when the lunch ladies are done serving lunch, we go wash all the tables that have been used throughout that day, and the seats, which I agree with Cassidy is not as hard as washing all the dishes, but they hate washing the tables, so maybe it is, so.
Yeah, I gave you the grunt labor for sure. Cassidy?
What would you recommend as their punishment?
Oh, suspension.
Immediate expulsion.
Not walking for graduation.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. But I do think that they should have gotten some more punishment than that. I think that that's a good start, but maybe something like washing all the dishes for the rest of the week and washing the
tables.
I
said just permanent lunch ladies.
Yeah, for the rest of the year.
They were just the lunch ladies get the rest of the year off and they just take over.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that Vic was pretty upset about that, so.
She was pissed.
And I could see why. I mean, that's a slap in the face to her.
Yes, it is.
How could you disrespect her like that, you know?
Yeah. I know, I feel terrible. Especially for the person wrongly accused, that's where I feel terrible.
Do you have anything more to say for yourself, Anonymous Source? Because I'm sure the viewers, this might be the first time they're hearing of this.
This might be the first time, yeah. I don't think I have no more to say. She basically put it all out there.
She summed it up. Okay. No defense?
It was bad. That was
why did you do it?
Okay, well, why did we do it? We did it because there was a pack leader that one day thought of this in the fall.
There's always the head of the mafia.
And he or she put it in a locker, and we all followed. And we seemed like it was a good idea to bring them back later throughout the year. And when we did that, we actually cleared out the locker one time, like sometime in the winter. And then we restarted.
Scot free, you got away.
Scot free, we got away. But then we restarted, and then the trays started piling up. Right and left, we're tossing trays in there.
Jars of mayo.
I guess a jar of mayo.
Might have snuck in there.
Snuck in there once. And so then we were going to, at the end of the year, the last 2 weeks, we were going to bring them back two a day, and that should finish it off. Yeah. And so,
well, yeah, that's what you said. That's what I heard from the source, is that you guys were going to bring them back. But
yes.
Do you think that actually would have happened?
Yes, because we actually had brought a couple back earlier that week that we got caught. And when we got caught, the administration said to bring them all back at one day. And so when we brought them all back in one day, they had 70 extra trays they had to wash. I can see why they're pissed. So
when did you know that this was a bad idea?
Okay, I am a senior, and so I was at my reception night the Wednesday before we got caught, and
this is never before heard.
Someone's father came up to me, and we were talking
about
this idea that we have been doing all this year, and they said, you guys might not graduate for that, and I actually understood what he meant on that. And so then we were, later that week, we were going to try to bring more back, and but then we got caught, and they bring them all down today, otherwise you're suspended. It's like, okay.
The clock's definitely struck midnight on that Cinderella story.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, that might be all the time we have today for good podcast issue 3. I'm DJ Haskin.
I'm Cassidy Peets, filling in for Jaron Johnson.
Right, because he's sick.
He is sick.
He is sick.
That's the anonymous source.
I'm the anonymous source.
And I'm Quinn Miller.
See you next time.
Can we just listen to Nate?
Will you, please?
Test 1, 2, test 2.